There's a growing trend in the world of coffee. It's called nitro cold brew. It is cold brew coffee infused with nitrogen and dispensed from a stout tap like you'd find at a bar. It started a few years ago with roasters in Austin and Portland, Oregon, and has since flowed into mainstream chains like Starbucks. Joining us now is Matt Hardings, an associate professor of chemistry at American University in Washington, D.C. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first of all, just explain to us how nitro cold brew is made. It looks kind of like a Guinness, except it obviously tastes like coffee.
It does look like a Guinness, right? And really, to get that sort of falling cascade of bubbles that makes Guinness so, you know, iconic and what nitro cold brew is starting to be, is you really just put a lot of nitrogen pressure around the coffee itself. Then you can take all that nitrogen from the air and you just bubble it right through your coffee.
And did we just figure this out as a species that you can put nitrogen in and it makes it so much more smooth?
We have been playing lots of games with our food lately. It's always fun to play with your food. I teach chemistry of cooking at American University. I tell all my students, play with your food. So, you know, there are a couple of roasters and a couple of coffee places that kind of figured it out at the same time, probably about 6 or 7 years ago, that you could put nitrogen into your coffee and it changes the texture of the coffee and it changes the flavor a little bit too.
Really? What does it do to the taste, do you think?
So just starting with the coffee beans, if you can smell your coffee beans, those aromas are no longer in your coffee. And so doing cold brew on itself is one way to preserve some of the flavors that might escape really quickly when we do regular hot brewed coffee. Nitrogen brew does something else. All of these flavor compounds that make coffee what it is, they start reacting with the oxygen in the air as soon as you brew it. And they decompose when they react with oxygen. Mm-hmm. And so when you bubble nitrogen through, you get rid of any oxygen that's in your coffee. And so you preserve all these flavors that might not be there otherwise.
So why do you think that it has become so popular so fast? Is it that different, do you think, than regular cold brew?
I think there's a lot of it that is a big marketing ploy or just, you know, we go into a coffee shop and you see someone pulling a tap and you think, oh, I got to have that.
Yeah.
Right. So there is some, you know, psychological thing that's hitting you. The biggest difference, I think, is in the texture of the nitro cold brew coffee. And so if you put any sort of creamer in your coffee, it changes the mouthfeel of your coffee.
Makes it a little softer when you put cream in.
That's right. When you add bubbles, it has the same effect. Mm-hmm. Ice cream makers do the same thing, right? There's the double churn ice cream. Those ice cream makers put more bubbles into their ice cream to make it taste creamier, even though there's less cream in that ice cream. And so you can give a liquid extra mouthfeel, right? So extra texture, a different texture, just by putting lots of nitrogen bubbles into it.
So one of the things that I noticed when I had nitro cold brew for the first time not too long ago, I walked into a coffee shop. I think you're probably right. I saw somebody else get it. They pulled the tap. I thought, oh, that looks kind of cool. I'm going to do that. And I got it and I really liked it. But I also noticed that I got more of a caffeine kick than I feel like I do with just an ordinary coffee. Is that something that is happening with nitro cold brew, that it's more caffeinated than even regular cold brew?
So it depends. It depends on how they make it. With any cold brew, because you're steeping the grounds longer, you have the potential to get more caffeine out of your coffee than you would otherwise. So if I use a really coarse grind instead of a medium grind or a fine grind, that coarse grind, I'm going to pull more caffeine out of that in comparison to a hot brew coffee if I use the same coarse grind. So it is definitely reasonable that you're going to get more of a caffeine kick from any cold brew coffee. It's just a matter of how they make it.
Now, we're talking to you about nitro cold brew today. What is occupying most of your time as somebody who works in food chemistry right now? Is nitro cold brew one of the hot topics right now, so to speak, or is it something else?
Well, we're getting into summer, and so I'm thinking more about ice cream right now, and I'm also thinking about flavor combinations. How do you put weird ingredients together and make them taste really good? So there's this great book called The Flavor Matrix by Michael Briscione. And some of the flavor combinations that he uses in there include cilantro and strawberry. That's a really weird one. I just saw recently in his book as a potential pairing are beets and rum. So new flavor combinations that can really excite our palates in different ways.
That is Matt Hardings, who's an associate professor of chemistry at American University in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.